There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Okay, I think we should have Chris McCarty joining us from Sports Tonight HQ, shall we say. Chris, how are you?
I'm very well, NLT. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm getting a lot of stick, actually, because I'm not loving the fact that it's Star Wars tonight, because I've never seen one.
Oh,
anyway, that's a whole other story.
I'm shocked at that. I've already booked my tickets. I will not be down at Diff this evening. We've got jobs to do in Sports Tonight, but I've booked my tickets for tomorrow evening, so I'll be watching Star Wars late into my Thursday evening. Cannot wait. What a film. What a film series it is. And definitely do that this weekend, NLT.
Favourite character, Chris, in Star Wars? If you were down here tonight in costume, who do you think you'd be?
Easily. It's got to be Luke, isn't it? He is the... he's the top man. So that would be...
You in dreadlocks, you'd be a great Jar Jar Binks, let's be honest.
I have been compared to Chewie in the past. I am a hairy individual, and I've actually dressed up as Chewie for a Halloween party a few years back as well.
Interestingly enough, Chris, Anthony's texted and said, please get Chris to do a Wookiee impression.
Oh no, that's not happening live on the airwaves, unfortunately.
No,
it is.
No, it's
I think you should.
Is it not? Really?
No.
Kind of noise does a Wookiee make, or do they speak or something?
It's hard to do.
I'll sound like Chewie. I can't even...
Please try.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'll let Tim
Chewie
do
is,
it.
Chewie is a Wookiee, so I mean, that's fine. No, I really can't do it.
No, but, I can't
either.
I mean,
either. It's kind of a primal, high-pitched bear, I suppose. I don't quite know how to describe it.
It's a bit nasally as well, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, yeah, you two sound like you might be able to do that right. Okay.
We'll practice during the
break. Leave it with me. Yeah, leave it with me. We'll start off then, Chris, with the football, FIFA.
Yes, FIFA Club World Cup semi-finals this evening. Al Jazeera, the pride of Abu Dhabi, arguably facing their biggest ever match in their history. They will take on the reigning European champions, 12-time continental champions, Real Madrid, down there at the Zayed Sports City Stadium. 9 p.m. kickoff. Really looking forward to this one. I have been reliably informed this afternoon that it is a sellout. You cannot get a ticket for love nor money. Al Jazeera done so well to get to this point in the tournament. They defeated Auckland City 1-0 in their preliminary knockout playoff, call it what you will. They then defeated the reigning Asian champions Urawa Red Diamonds by a 1-0, but they now face the acid test. Cristiano Ronaldo and co from 9 p.m. this evening. We'll be building up to that one from 7 p.m. We're also going to be joined on the telephone by Real Madrid legend Michel Zolgado to preview that one as well. Al Jazeera against Real Madrid.
Chris, score prediction on that, because I mean, as much as it is mid-season for Real Madrid, they are still going to want to win. There's going to be no, I guess they're not going to take their foot off the pedal.
Absolutely not. A lot of pressure on Real Madrid, and they're bidding for history as well. Of course, no team has ever won the FIFA Club World Cup in back-to-back years. Of course, no team had ever won the Champions League back-to-back until Real Madrid did it earlier this year against that Juventus side, that 4-1 win over in Cardiff. So history is beckoning for Real Madrid, and they will certainly not take their foot off the pedal. Interesting to see what lineup Zinedine Zidane puts out this evening. I expect one or two of the big boys to be sat firmly on the bench. I think he will give his he'll rotate his squad. He'll give one or two of the fringe players an opportunity, and let's be honest as well, Tim, they should still have enough to see off this Al Jazeera side this evening. Gremio already awaiting the finalists on Saturday evening. They did their job against Pachuca last night, a 1-0 win down in Lane. So team news very interesting, but I think Real Madrid will have enough, and I don't want to be disrespectful to Al Jazeera. In terms of a prediction, I think Real Madrid, it'll be a pretty handsome win tonight. I'll probably, let's go Al Jazeera to score, which I think is success in itself. I'll go a Real Madrid 4-1 win tonight.
Okay, very briefly, Chris, I did mention it. FIFA President Gianni Infantino will head the list of distinguished speakers at the Dubai International Sports Conference. Kind of a big draw.
It is, yeah. It's not no surprise to see Gianni return here. The Dubai Globe Soccer Awards, December 27th and 28th, down there at the Madinah Jumeirah. And I have been reliably informed that there are a number of big names. I can't reveal that yet. That will come in the coming days. But some of the leading lights, both present and past, in the world of football will be heading over to Dubai. This is the eighth staging of the Dubai Globe Soccer Awards. The best player will be rewarded as well. I would imagine that will be Cristiano Ronaldo, coach of the year, agent of the year, team of the year, and quite nice this time around this year as well. We're going to see the best Arab national team boss rewarded, and I would expect that to be Hector Cooper, given the fact that he has led Egypt back to the FIFA World Cup finals for the first time in 28 years, and the best Arab national team will also be rewarded as well. So a big glitzy ceremony on December 28th, and the big news today, Gianni Infantino, the FIFA president, will be in attendance.
Chris, we need to talk cricket. I guess this evening you're going to be looking ahead to the Ashes, the third test. But I should just nod to Rohit Sharma. What, 208 not out?
Incredible. Yes, what a knock from Rohit Sharma. 208 not out. This isn't a test match. It is an ODI. He scored his 208 from just 153 balls. This one currently ongoing. India making 392 for four. They have got the number of the Sri Lankan bowlers. There's no question about that. I've got to say, Sri Lanka making an okay fist of it. Okay, they're going to lose handsomely. Currently 222 for 8 with just 5 overs remaining. So it's going to be a heavy defeat. But Rohit Sharma will take all the plaudits in tomorrow's papers, I'm sure. 208 not out in an ODI is extraordinary. And we'll be discussing his feats a little later on. We are live to Australia. We'll have Nick Compton on the phone as well. As I say, Michel Zolgado joining us. So it's a hybrid this evening. It's FIFA Club World Cup action, as well as looking ahead to that third Ashes test, which begins tomorrow, as well as paying homage to Rohit Sharma.
And just very briefly, Chris Froome.
Yeah, Chris Froome, not a good story, this one, to be waking up to. I say waking up to, it broke late morning here, but well, he's under a cloud of suspicion because he is facing questions after returning what has been quoted as an adverse drugs test at the Vuelta a España. Now, I should point out that Chris Froome has released a statement in saying that he welcomes, the powers that be looking into this sample, but it does suggest that something untoward has happened. He is a confirmed asthmatic, is Chris Froome, and it's all down to the dosage that he took during the Vuelta a España. That, of course, he went on to win. That came after his fourth Tour de France success as well. So Chris Froome under suspicion this evening. They will go and look at the B samples once again. Not good, this, when we just thought that cycling was moving away from all of the adverse negative publicity. Their greatest, I guess, their ambassador, their greatest poster boy right now has been brought into the mire. So fingers crossed nothing untoward comes of that, because if it does, then I'm not quite sure cycling can come back.
Chris McCarty, that's the sport for the moment. Appreciate it, Chris. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Tim.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.